DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Yeah. We are Sans Danny and Sans Bryce.
Oh, geez. Skeleton crew.
Yeah. We're lucky it's the Halloween season then. So.
Are you implying that they are lovers? Samantha, is that what you're
going
with? No,
you said skeleton crew, so we're lucky it's Halloween season because skeletons. Oh.
Not so much implying as just flat out saying.
They fuck.
They fuck it.
Danny and Bryce.
They be fucking.
Where do you think the new kid came from? Bryce's wife?
I don't even want to begin to try and unpack that. That's...
Yes,
that's a lot of luggage. That's a lot of luggage right there, to be honest. So,
do they have... I know Bryce is sort of... we're giving him a pass on this one, but did Danny have a pick?
No. As a matter of fact, Danny was adamant that he would not be participating because he absolutely hates the theme of prom. According
what is
to
the
him,
story?
According to him, it's a theme that's been done to death.
Who heard him?
Well, he picked haunted houses. Which one's been done to death more? Sorry. Yeah.
Tell you
Bly
what,
Manor
next week
just came out and it's just okay.
Next week you can slaughter him over it because I went round and round with him and he was just adamant he would not be picking, he would not be choosing, not be reviewing because prom is a theme that has been done to death.
I don't know if it was it's necessarily been done to death. I would say it's like peaks like, you know, Carrie and like the original Prom Night with Jamie Lee Curtis and stuff. These are like hefty classics. Anything else you're going to be dealing with is a smaller potato.
Well, oh, yeah.
Really? I don't think
I'm
we're
guessing
not
he
come. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm guessing that he saw one bad prom horror movie and that was it.
Yeah, because I mean, come on. You were not
going
to pick
honest.
A trope or a theme. We're not going to pick a trope or a theme that has not been done to death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plain
yeah.
and simple. Every single one has been done to death. So there's got to be a deeper story here. And if there's not, I'm actually going to be really annoyed.
You got stood up, maybe? You know?
No, because, well, I don't know if he went to prom, but he did marry his high school sweetheart. So.
Ooh. Maybe, and I'm just speculating here because I'm allowed.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I think that he's always wanted to go to prom, and secretly, but has
never
had the opportunity. And now he feels ripped off. He feels gypped, you know, for being robbed of the opportunity of standing around a room with a bunch of other assholes that you really could care less about or want to hang out with normally. In clothes that cost way too fucking much for one random night to have what punch and listen to someone's iPod shuffle. I mean,
and potentially have sex.
Oh, I forgot. People did that. I was never one of those kids. I went to six. I went to six fucking proms. I didn't even
six
get my
proms?
Dick sucked. Six proms.
You six. Went to six proms.
Do the math. Statute
How many years
up.
Were you in high school?
Statute. Me and O'Banion just kept getting held back.
I get older, but they stay the same age.
Yeah.
No, I had a girlfriend who went to a different high school, so mm-hmm. we went to her prom and my prom.
So that's four proms if you go junior and senior.
Okay,
year.
So I went my freshman year, which was pretty fucking awesome. But like I totally like I biffed it. Like I had the sweet opportunity to show up like a freshman at the prom with a senior, no less. Scandal with a senior. But I instead like
how much
I,
did she pay you?
Oh, she had to pay me, right? She's like, look, there's a hot dog eating contest, and I want to win. Okay, first prize,
I was thinking she just couldn't get a date, so she sees Jim and she goes, he'll do.
See, I'm open for a pie eating contest. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, I see what you did.
Well, what's that say about me? I went hot dog. I went hot dog and Samantha went pie. Clearly I've got some prom related phallic issues that I've not dealt with.
Well, I think Samantha does too, because she went pie.
I said, I'm open for a pie eating contest.
She's judge, jury, and executioner. There you go.
I do have strong thighs.
Go ahead and isolate that, if you wouldn't mind. Just isolate that one part.
I'm making myself a note right now.
Thank you.
5 minutes in, Jim's new ringtone. I do have strong thighs.
I do have strong thighs.
By the way, name of the episode.
We got a front runner out of the gate.
Goodness.
But no, I was working at a dinner theater, so I had friends in the costuming department, and I'm like, I'm going to the prom. They're like, that's awesome. Let's get you suited up. And they were going to get me some nice tuxedo that had been worn by thousands of much other men. Thousands of much other men. Use that as a title. Fuck. Yeah, you write that down.
Is that like a sauce, like a cream of some young guy?
It's a reduction, I think. It's a reduction. Takes about 20 minutes, generally. But
on low heat.
No, I could have gotten like a nice tuxedo, but I went for the one I wanted tails. Because, I mean, Dumb and Dumber had been out. Yeah. So I had tails. And I couldn't find a ruffly shirt that fit me, that didn't make me look like a corrupt riverboat gambler. So I'm like, let's nix the fucking ruffled shirt. And instead, I opted for a very 90s look, which was the shirt that had, like, the almost like cufflink buttons. So I had, like, this, like, really tight, like little cuff, and like I had to have like the neck extender for my jowls to go across the fat neck on the shirt, and then I had like a green crushed velvet vest that I thought was just the shit,
sexy,
and I wore that to 6 proms.
I went to
beat that shit, bitch.
I went to like 4 or 5 proms because my best friends went to the school next to mine, so I went to their proms. I went as a junior, my boyfriend was a senior, and then I went to mine as a senior. I'm trying to think if I went to any others.
I went to 2. I went to my senior prom, and then the following year, after I was high school, the girl I was dating at the time was a junior. So I went to her prom. And Jim, you were talking about tuxes. The tux I went to for my senior prom was the bomb. Like I got the tails. These really nice gloves, got a cane.
Ooh.
I was in style. Yeah. And then the next year, because it was like really last minute when I went, I just had to get like what they had. Like they didn't have anything cool because everything had been rented. But I do remember that prom specifically because when we went, this couple went in like Victorian era. Like she had like this big ball gown. They had powdered wigs.
Wow.
I mean, they went full tilt. It was like, and
Merkins.
I didn't ask because I didn't know who they were. And I just thought it was rude and went, hey, you got a Merkin down there?
No, I mean, you're not that clumsy with it. You know, you
at that
up.
Time, I would have been.
You know, you saunter up, you compliment their monocle or whatever the fuck, you know, and you're like, I must ask, who's your Merkin man? Or do you have a Merkin specialist you can recommend?
They went like full on, like in character, because every dance they were doing like dances you'd see in movies, you know, where they're barely touching hands, you know, and everything. I mean, it was like, they went full out with it, and
just fucking up the electric slide for everybody.
Yeah,
else.
For everyone.
Just get them out of here.
Wouldn't jump into the Congo.
Sir, you're showing your age. The new dance is the Cupid Shuffle.
what happened to the floss? That was like here and gone.
That's the near. I'm making a joke because the Cupid Shuffle is just is old too.
Is that like the 23 Skidoo? Or the
No, that's a place, man.
Oh, really? I got 23 Skidoo.
I'm sure you did.
The Macarena.
The last New and prom fresh. That I went to, the last prom I ended up going to was after I had graduated high school and the girl I was dating was still a senior in high school. And so I went with her that night. And again, didn't get laid. Didn't get laid at any of my proms.
Neither did I.
I did.
Ew.
You're gross, man.
You could have just let that. I have never walked right past you, but
could've.
You can't. You just creeped it could've. Up, didn't you?
Could have, would have. But no.
The lunch lady was staying late that night, and I I was still hungry, if you know what I mean.
Lunch lady.
We Girl, both reached for the teacher. Punch bowl at the same time. Our ladles touched.
Elegantly, I slapped my dick on a hot dog bun, and I asked, is this
Can I
beef?
Eat your pie?
I'm here for the pie eating contest.
She had very strong thighs.
Killed a man. Killed a man. So she can't go back to Montana.
No one should go back there.
No.
Not even for the conilingus.
So yeah, prom was the theme for our movies this week.
Yeah. Serious and again, if Danny arterial. Doesn't have a legit reason, I'm going to be upset because this is for all of us.
Right? Oh, I cannot wait till next week. I just want to just hold on to that rage.
I will. Like, okay, so there's only two movies that I will refuse to watch, and those are the Human Centipede sequels.
So
the original is a great Christmas movie.
It's wonderful for the family. Yeah, I will seasonal. Absolutely not watch those because they're disgusting and I have no interest. So,
it doesn't have Dietrich Laser. It doesn't have, you know, the Dollar Tree Christopher Walken. Why would you not? Why would you
three watch? Does have Dietrich Laser. He plays the head of the prison.
Well, I know what I'm watching tonight then.
Enjoy. I will never watch those. But that's really it. You know, like, there's a reason because that movie made me like physically ill and I did not enjoy it. So
just
was out. Anyway, let's talk about prom movies because I think I watched all of our trailers.
Speaking of eating shit, let's talk about prom.
For real. I think we all brought some really solid choices.
Well, and here's the funny thing because Samantha and I both chose the same movie.
I had my fingers crossed that you guys had not seen it. I was like, please no.
I literally realized this morning I hadn't watched any trailers or anything. So I sat down and the very first trailer I watched was the one that Samantha had already picked. And I thought, this looks epic.
It looks fantastic.
It leads you down one path and you think it's going to be like one kind of horror movie. And then they do a good job of introducing So I'm not going to give anything away, but they do a good job of introducing where like the movie takes a hard turn. And then suddenly it's like, holy shit, what's going on?
I'm excited.
And then like the fucking, I don't know who shows up, but this dude or girl, or I don't know. I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm not saying that women can't fucking kill indiscriminately and should do it daily. Like I have a list. I will give them. Not that they need my list to go out and find people. I'm sure they're capable of finding people to kill.
Jim, did you just quote your last movie pick?
I may have. I may.
Women should kill. Do we kill anyone indiscriminately?
Yeah.
It's in your psyche, man.
Do you kill the innocent? It's an 80-20.
He's been bit.
But anyways, continue, good buddy.
Oh, no, I was just, I felt that once the hook kind of sinks in, pun intended, I was like, this looks really fucking interesting and not like something that I was expecting at all. So I definitely was like, this looks dope as shit.
It does. It grabbed me because the trailer starts out like almost like a teen movie. You know, it's these couple of kind of outsider looking guys talking about their prom dates. And
those and are outsiders. Guy, what fucking school did you go to? Mount Olympus High School?
Dude, if those I were when I was in school, those were my friends. Those guys.
The handsome guys.
No, the long hair kind of schlubby guys. That's what they're supposed to be like. That's the Hollywood version of the schlubby stoner type.
OK. Someone needs to work on casting, but that's not your problem. Sorry.
That's not my problem. So they're talking about prom, and the one guy's got, he's got his date all lined up and he's super psyched. And the other guy goes and he sees kind of the goth girl and he runs after her and he's so proud because he has the date. Like she said yes, and he's super psyched. And they kind of present it like that's the girl you got to watch out for. Like every scene they show her in after that, she kind of looks like the scary witch girl. And you're like, oh my God, what is she going? And that's when they pull the rope-a-dope on you. It's like, it cuts to the guy who's got his date already. And this kind of homely looking girl comes in and it's, oh, will you go to the dance? And he's like, he lets her down easy. He's like, I'm sorry, but I'm going with this other girl. And that's when the trailer takes the left turn and you're like, oh,
see, you got Samantha's and mine mixed up. That's how I was confused.
Are we watching them like we did last time together, or are we just, because I could just put the trailers on Facebook.
We should probably,
well, I'll put the winning trailer on Facebook.
Yeah. What's it? I'm totally blanking on what it's called.
The Loved Ones.
The Loved Ones. Yeah.
I have all the IMDb pages of the three we chose.
Yeah, no, the one that James was describing was the one that I picked, which was Dance of the Dead. The one that Samantha picked was the one where it's like all shot from like found footage perspective. And
The found footage one is the...
was Prom Ride, James's.
Yeah, that was my backup.
Oh, I thought that was the one that Samantha picked. Let's work all this out on the air. This would be great to listen to, really? They sound so confused. What's going to happen next?
This is, let's see here, into the chat box. There's the link to the one I picked. Okay. He's got the share.
Will you guys be able to hear this is what I'm... Here
I hear
go.
Green.
The loved one. Good. That's what you're supposed to hear.
No, I don't hear anything.
Really? Huh.
It's yeah.
Running kind of choppy too. Hold on, freeze. Can you go back? All right, go back.
There you go, Jim.
Thank you. Just freeze that there. That's a great coloring sample of Samantha.
Okay, let me see if I can share audio. No, that's not what I want.
Well, there's a lot to work with in that picture right there, right? Just the midriff, right? She's got the bracelet. Where'd she get it from?
It's called a
Who knows? Was there a friend? Was her friend at camp? Maybe that, like, you know, on a diet of leukemia, something tragic. I mean, you don't want to think about it, but I mean, you know, then there's the whole bathing suit area, which I mean, you know.
Oh, and for people listening, all three of these movies are available on Amazon Prime. At least that's what IMDb said. So if you want to watch them.
I think I found mine on Tubi, but also free. So not even to worry. You may need to download an extra app, but you're all just addicted to the beast anyway. So.
Yeah, I thought all three of these trailers looked really good. I think if Danny chooses to not participate, he's going to miss out on a fun movie, and that's going to be sad.
Well,
okay, I can't figure out freaking Zoom.
Monkey angry.
You're
a pony. I think we decided that earlier. You're My Little Pony.
I am.
Ride it. My
the abusive
pony.
Use of caps lock.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Does anybody, while we're filling for time, why don't we play the, what are you guys going for as?
Well, Jim, why don't you describe your movie? Oh, here it is. Found it. Okay.
Because you wouldn't let me.
Can you hear now?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. Yes,
now rewind it. There's a bra and panty shot. There's a bra and panty shot. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Back the Loved Ones trailer.
This is for you, Patreons. That's why I do it.
come to the
school?
Prom? Yeah, I'm going with Holly.
There she is, the scary girl. She said yes.
Wow. Anything to get him out of the bathroom.
Let me get the door, my lady.
Oh. Every when I saw that, I thought of Jim.
Can you go to the dance?
Oh, here's the homely girl.
Sorry, I'm done with Holly.
She's not that homely. Her hair is cleaner than his.
But she's got paint on her smock.
Guess I'll ask her to the dance.
Hey, she's artsy.
Nothing creepy there. Nothing creepy there. Does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
Leave a message.
Brent's done this before. He's always turned up.
Done what before?
I don't know. We'll have to watch it and find out.
Well, now we'll never know.
Rough night?
Yeah, I've been there. Proms 2 and 6 ended like this.
Oh,
what are you looking at?
She have cocaine on her lip?
I think he had lip gloss on.
Sorry. Yeah, and like glitter.
Happy. Suck it. Show me!
Yeah, I think this is an Australian
when
film.
When I find my prince, this is the song we're gonna dance to. And there's only one way to find out if it's you.
Surgery.
Oh, it just looks so cool.
Oh my. Power up.
Boys shouldn't eat girls.
I'm going to stab Holly in the heart. This
like you do.
To me.
I don't care what anyone says. That movie looks epic.
It looks so fun. Oh my gosh. Watch it just like fall flat on its face. That would be so
probably fun. That's our luck, but.
But like I saw that trailer. So one of the reasons I picked the theme prom and I was really hoping for it because I saw this like top 10 underrated movies and they were all prom themed. And this one was one of the ones that was like, or they weren't all, but this was one of the ones that was underrated. And I was like, I want to watch that.
Let's see how I came about it. I just put in like prom horror movies mm-hmm. and they gave a list and almost everyone I had seen, that was the first movie that on the list that I hadn't seen. So I was like, okay, let's check this out. What is this? And I was hooked on the trailer. Like it yeah. just looks so good.
Like I'd never heard of this movie before. And this was from 2009.
Yeah.
So like I've never heard of it, never come across it. And as all of us are rabid horror fans. So to find something that looks this good mm-hmm. might be too good to be true. Who knows? But that's why we do this.
And I've seen a couple of Australian horror films in the past mm-hmm. and they're all pretty decent. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Australia's film industry is doing some cool
it has stuff. A bar set to it. Now, given all of our past movies, that bar is really low. But
there's a bar? Wait, there's a bar?
Different bar, Jim. Different bar.
When did we develop this bar technology? I am not familiar.
We're going to open up a place called Not Another Bar.
We shoveled some garbage off of the floor so many times to watch so that no one else has to.
Look, statistically, we're due for a good one.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just want to first point out before... can I take over for my trailer?
Please.
So I chose a movie called Dance of the Dead, which is also from about 2008, that era, which shocked me because I thought that I had seen the majority of you know, even the good indie stuff from around that time. But of course, new stuff's popping up all the time. And so I had not heard anything of it. And I would also like to point out, there's a series of prizes that it's won at some independent film festivals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was South by Southwest, which is a huge independent film festival. And it shows in the trailers, and as we watch it, we can go through some of the awards it's won.
Yeah. So,
Jim, I swear to you, when I saw this trailer, yeah, it looks so familiar. I may have actually seen this one. And if I have, if it's the movie I'm thinking of, no, it's fantastic. It's freaking fantastic.
It reminded me when I watched this trailer earlier, it reminded me of, the Scout's Guide to the Apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah, it reminded me of that too. Yeah. And that's why I was like, have I seen this? Because I saw the Scout's Guide one, but I saw something that seems very similar to this. It's been a minute, so I can't remember for sure, but I swear this is the movie. And there's one specific line in it that's in the trailer that stood out to me that made me think, no, I've seen this. I've definitely seen this.
Well, it's from the minds behind or whatever.
Yeah.
The Grudge and some other popular franchise.
But are we ready?
I'm gonna throw out my hot take real quick before you do, though.
Please.
Saw the Scout's Guide. Wasn't a fan. Just because I was a Boy Scout and there's so many inaccuracies, I was like, these fucking numbshits would be dead, and my fucking troop would be having like scouts' heads on pikes, like Lord of the Goddamn Flies. Like these bitches would have been dead first 15. My guys running shit for decades afterwards. Come take your city back. Sorry, go ahead. Dance of the Dead.
Okay, here we go. Trailer for Dance of the Dead.
Let's do it.
And
no, this is last minute, but will you please go to the prom with me?
No.
Get lost, Jimmy.
You will remember tonight.
Jimmy.
Your prom tickets.
We don't have
those. Oh, well, I mean.
I was going to go, but then my day 8 bad spirits.
Wow.
Come on, Steven S.
You're the four, Steven.
That kind of endeared it to me. It looks low budget as fuck, but.
Well, sometimes you can get good stuff with low budget. Yeah. Forces them to be more creative.
The zombies look promising.
Oh, hell.
The creative minds behind 30 Days of Night and the Grudge movies.
Which, that's a great scene where the zombies are popping out.
Why is this happening?
End of the world. God's flushing the toilet.
Okay.
That was great voice.
Yeah. Stop those things from getting to the prom.
It's a very serious book, man.
The world is over.
Little lady, you'll get the machete.
But I don't know how to shoot a machete.
All
right, where y'all going? To prom to kick some zombie ass?
Nice.
Who are you guys?
We're the Sci-Fi Club.
Where Creative Gore?
We're the Sci-Fi Club.
Dance of the Dead.
And a little heart.
It just looks so fun.
Right?
Okay. I have seen this movie. It is amazing. Date.
Well, I'm still submitting it. I don't give a shit.
No, it's, please do.
It's great. It spoke to me on a lot of different levels. You know, I mean, he gives her a fire axe instead of a corsage. Like, that's romantic as shit. You know, that to me.
I don't know how to shoot a machete.
Right. Oh, there's so many, like, and you know what? I got the feeling from like that part. I know it sounds kind of strange, but the part where they're catcalling their buddy from the stands, I got the vibe that there's some good banter that goes on, and I'm a sucker for good banter. If you got some characters in a shitty movie, but they gel well together, I'll suffer through it. Because I enjoy watching that dynamic go down.
Yeah, seeing the trailer made me want to watch it again, but I still really want to see the loved ones.
It looks so fun.
The whole, like, it's the end of the world, and God's flushing the toilet. I'm like, yes! Yeah, that is art right there. What you just said was mouth art, sir.
Yeah, and I just love his Corey Feldman Lost Boys voice, man.
Yeah, like Dollar Tree Corey Feldman.
It's a very serious book, man.
So when I was in high school, and I was a junior, I was a cheerleader through middle school and high school, and my boyfriend was in the stands and they were cheering at a basketball game. And oh my I asked him to prom via, what was it? Homecoming crap. I don't remember which one, whatever.
Sign language?
Well, kind of, because you're cheerleading all the signs, but I asked him through cheer and my team, we did it all together. So
your team backed you up for your prom proposal?
It was the group of us. Yeah.
That is awesome.
And he said yes.
There was a lot of pointing at her chest.
So. Look at my crotch. Look at my crotch. Look at my crotch. Whoa, my crotch.
So yep. since Samantha and I both chose the same movie, I felt it would be wise to have a backup. So we have three choices.
We can throw my backup in here if you want to. So we have four choices. I'll choose for Danny.
No, Danny doesn't get a choice at all this round. He doesn't participate in one. He doesn't get to participate in any.
Ouch.
I want him. He doesn't get to go to the hot dog eating contest or the pie eating contest.
James, come on, bro. I mean, there's putting the hammer.
He doesn't get to experience her strong thighs.
Whoa. That's up to her. You don't get to make that decision. It's her body, her choice. If she wants to crush a man between her thick Austrian milky thighs, like a overripe melon or properly ripe melon. I don't have to assume that she can only do overripe. I think that she could do an underripe.
Yes, but he would be happy to experience that. And I don't think he deserves any happiness.
To have his head pop like a zit? Like, no.
Think of how it gets popped, though.
Well, yeah, but your head's still like splooged.
Have you guys watched The Boys?
Yes. Oh, I love The Boys.
You remember Pop the scene Claw? With Pop
yes,
Claw?
Yes,
yeah.
We have two episodes left in season two. Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
So good.
Yeah, I'm all caught up. I'm just waiting for the last two episodes. I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's so good.
I started the graphic novels as well.
Oh, I gotta check those out. Now, those are first, or have they just spawned from the show?
They came first. Yeah.
Yeah, they came first.
Send you the link.
Okay.
There's stuff in those that they can't do in the show, and the show really takes it to the.
Takes it beyond the edge.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, the graphic novels came out around 2008.
Watch the show first, and then go to the graphic novels.
Yeah, the show's a lot better.
If the show shows nothing else, it shows what unchecked laser eyes would do if just given to the everyday person. It would just be like the attrition would be daily. There would just
okay. Which
just,
one of you is powering up?
You see these sparkling? what's her name? Starlight. I'm her knockoff sidekick, Nightlight. What does Nightlight do? He just hangs out in the corner creepily while I sleep. That's all Nightlight does.
Just watches you sleep.
I keep you safe, motherfucker. I keep you safe.
You look comfortable. You little cold. You want me to tuck you in a little tight?
Look, you woke up and your clothes were already on. How did that happen? Thanks, Nightlight.
Honestly, buddy, I I am a fan of your other superhero, the Crimson Paws. He's in a car with you, you will hit every single red light.
Absolutely.
Crimson Paws.
If you need to get somewhere quickly with me, you better have a latent disregard for street laws. And just drive like it's the Bourne Identity, because otherwise it's going to be days before we get there.
And having driven Jim around, he's not making it up. You will literally hit every red light.
Yeah. They'll build shit to stop us. I don't know. But anyway, so Prom Ride.
Prom.
Yeah. Is another film.
Hang on. Wait a minute, video.
Calm your tits, video.
Wow. Seriously.
Hi, Essie.
Shots fired from the Stark camp.
So this is called Prom Ride. This is a found footage type movie.
Prom Ride.
Of the three movies, this is the worst of the bunch, trailer wise. But Jim's liking that view.
He has got good cheekbones. Hey, ooh, Asian girl.
Hi,
never
Mr.
trust
Cross.
A creepy stepdad that greets you at the door with the camcorder. Just never do it, ladies.
Everyone looks so nice.
And 35. Yeah. This limo looks like a fucking shuttlecraft.
Absolutely.
Is that LL Cool J?
How dare you?
Funny. I'd vote for it if it was.
Hi.
We have the rest of our lives. What could go wrong? Wait, chick's making out.
Is everybody okay?
Are you okay?
We hit an elephant?
Are we
going to
be late for our prom?
I'm going to just go outside and make sure that the limo's okay, okay? I'll be right back.
Might have killed a hobo, but are we going to be late for prom?
How big is this fucking limo?
What do you see?
As big as your trailer.
Dude, the Mandalorian ship isn't this fucking big. Yeah, no windows, because why would you need those?
I think this is like a stripper party bus.
This is like an episode of Scare Tactics that they stretched into a movie.
It's like Saw.
Tinnitus, anyone?
Now I know. Now I know how Archer feels.
Apparently what? There's an epic girl fight for no reason.
Raising the shields,
for
Captain.
We don't know.
And then the Shredder shows up for no reason. Well, that was uncalled for.
Best night ever!
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I will probably watch this over the weekend,
right?
Whether it's voted for or not.
This is the one that I thought was Samantha's submission, which is why I'm like, Samantha, your trailer and stuff.
No, that was my backup. So we have we now have three movies on the table,
and you cannot vote for your own, which I'm sad about.
I'm feeling like I'm gonna watch at least two of the three. I feel like I am.
I'm gonna be honest. I will watch all three, but we can only pick one for the actual review for next week.
I have a question because I don't remember if we talked about this. Okay, so we're doing a theme. Is it, so are we carrying prom through a cycle of all of us?
Yeah, we will have to choose a new theme for each pick this time.
I got lists of themes and I have movies for all of them.
Okay. Sweet.
I was going to say, because if we had to stretch prom into a full month, yeah, I would be like Danny would be, which I'd be losing my goddamn mind.
But one, no.
One go through, I like that. Okay.
Cool. That's what I wanted to make sure, because I didn't remember.
It gives us a chance to explore a lot of different subgenres within the horror genre. Prom just happened to be the first thing we picked. So
not another podcast. We're making it up as we go along.
That's our motto.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
If we wrote a motto, if we took the fucking time and the effort. Anyway, so
next week it'll be a different motto altogether.
What happens with, due to the voting, we do not have a decisive winner?
We will have to pass it on to Bryce because Danny is not allowed to vote.
Can we do a coin flip?
Do you have a coin?
A three-sided coin. I happen
There's
to have
app
one right
for
here.
That.
Of course there
Thank
is.
Thank you, Samantha. The voice of reason on this show, Samantha Stark, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so since both Samantha and I picked the loved ones, I'm going to go with my backup so I can vote for the loved ones. You see what
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
I can't vote for the loved ones because it was my official pick. So between you guys, I have a hard choice because they both look fun. I'm leaning towards Prom Ride only for the fact that James said he has seen the Dance of the Dead. But I'm leaning towards Dance of the Dead because I feel like that one's going to be more fun to talk about. I don't know.
Flip a phone.
Flip a table. Flip off an elected official.
Well, why
hold
she's...
Hold on. Odds or evens?
Oh, good call. But it's your choice. You have to pick odds or evens.
Yeah, well, it's your choice.
One of you is odds and one of you is... Okay, so Jim is odds.
I'm pretty
There odd. You go. Jim is odd.
I'll be fucking odd.
And it's an odd. Dance of the Dead.
Right on, right on.
There you go. Jim, you can't vote for your own.
I know.
So it's the loved ones or Prom Ride.
But Prom Ride's got the Shredder with the handgun. I mean... It's like a Shredder Destro hybrid. Like, I don't know what his face is. Is he like Disco Head? Like, I don't know. I'm intrigued to see what I feel disappointed and disillusioned by the millennials' selection when it comes to memorable franchise psycho killers, right?
Well, that's obviously why there hasn't been a franchise psycho killer.
This could be the start of one. We could be on the ground floor of Prom film related. Hatchet faced, handgun wielding.
What would they call him? Disco Ball?
I mean, it's a working title. We haven't nailed anything down yet.
Beware, well, Johnny Disco.
We have the Happy Death Day baby face killer, and then we have Bunny Man. So I would say that there are millennial serial killers out there. They are slim.
They're sad, right? I mean, yeah. We had a guy with nails in his head. Like that was like epic as fuck. It basic, right? Just some clown
guy with razors on his glove, a hockey mask.
Pinhead to me was what everybody wanted to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say white William Shatner
to a mime. Man, if you could take a mime and you had a hammer and nails, it's what you would do to a mime, really.
I feel like you're stalling
to feel them make a noise.
I feel like he is stalling.
You know who else was in the stalling? Mr. Smith, he went to Washington.
Just pick a movie, Jim.
You know which one you want.
A lot of factors here to consider. A lot of ins and a lot of outs, a lot of what have
you. Come on, you know you want to go to the pie eating contest.
Who doesn't want to go to the pie eating contest? I mean.
I was going to make a really gross joke. Oh, my gosh.
Thigh surprise.
Make it. Make it.
Are you saving it for your other gross podcast show that you do? I don't think so.
I eat a lot of fruit, so it's fine.
Fruity. Very nice. Yes.
Triple berry. Ooh.
Just ooh, saying. It tastes tropical.
just an encouragement for you Patreon subscribers. We could, I'm just saying, we're willing to do a lot for money.
Do you make that sauce yourself? Or just...
Mango. I'm tasting mango.
Which Where, is a hint of coconut.
Just.
And what is that?
Wow.
Raspberry. Just, I don't know.
That made Hannibal Lecter blush. That made Miggs just like, I was over the line, I think. The sniff was too much.
I mean, this should be obvious. I'm a Biden supporter then, if I'm sniffing at things.
This. I feel like what we're doing to the show.
Now we're stalling for Jim.
What we're doing for this show is what God damn it. What's his name? In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. What Sean Connery did to the back of the plane, basically. It's like good intentions and we're just shooting ourselves down.
Oh, I'm sorry, son. Gracious me. They got us.
Yeah.
I'm tearing up a little bit. So it's like my depression over my my depression over my job loss has just like manifested itself into disgusting comedy right now.
I feel like we need to do more shows then.
And you, the listener, get to reap the benefits. That's the value.
No, no, no. It's not time for the Patreon plea, Jim. You still have to vote.
Citrus scented entertainment is more than anyone could ask for. We will sit on the face of your entertainment. How about that? How about we do that for a while? For an hour.
I love that as a fucking tagline. Oh my gosh. Not another podcast. We sit on the face of your entertainment.
Shouldn't they sit on our face of entertainment?
Don't think too much into it, though. I mean, there's really it's a one room shack. There's no basement.
No, we were talking about the tropicalness.
You know, I mean,
are you gonna vote, Jim?
Well, so we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks again for listening, tuning in. So
I know
important.
Which one you wanna pick, and I won't accept any other vote but that one. I was kidding.
I feel hemmed in because there really isn't much of note for Prom Ride. So I'm going to go with Sam's choice.
Yay.
Which, I mean, does it feel like a bit of a setup? Yeah. Was it Samantha's suggestion for prom that won? Yeah. Is it her selection that won? Yeah. I mean, it feels a little like the Illuminati, a little, you know, I don't know.
Jim, just take your slice of pie and shut up.
It just means I'm better than the rest of you. I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh.
I'm still going to watch Day of the Dead. I don't give a fuck about you guys.
Dance of the Dead?
Yeah.
You can watch Day of the Dead afterwards.
Oh.
I'm going to eat.
Make it a whole dead day.
I'm going to go to the produce section of my grocery store and erotically devour fruit while watching that movie on my phone.
Video or it didn't happen. On.
Yeah. Well, the store. I want to market the shit out of that.
The store comes equipped with ample security footage that will be available to the highest bidder, of course. Patreons.
Get it on the 6 o'clock news or it didn't happen.
It's Pennsylvania. If I don't go, hey, I know that guy in the next 7 days.
It's Pennsylvania. I might even be
in a new video that's going viral. This man really loves his fruit.
Local meat rubber, once again, found in the news. Moving his deplorable actions to the produce section and scarring.
Man from the butcher block, he moves to the produce.
this little piggy had lean, this little piggy had nut. Well, an average amount of lean, we'll call it.
As the police were pulling him out, the man was heard to say, "It's not finished yet. It's not finished yet.
I don't want you to get sick."
His thighs were just not strong enough to keep it's him almost right. In place. Well, then.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be.
Oh, wow.
Sam's choice.
The loved ones. I'm so happy. I'm really excited. I need like, okay, here's my award. I just want to thank you. You like me. You really like me. It just felt like it was right. It felt so right when he asked me the theme. I just couldn't do anything else. It was the best theme I could choose.
This is Samantha's 17th nomination and first win.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio.
The man spitting fire at Leo. Eat that shit.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He was my date to prom.
The not so great Gatsby.
Django chained.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I will say of the ways that I've gone to prom, the coolest would be the Porsche 911, cherry red Porsche 911. That was her father's. And when she suggested it, I said, absolutely. And she said, well, there's one stipulation. And I said, what's that? She said, you're not allowed to drive it. And I'm like, that was pretty much fucking understood. I know how much my ass is worth. And if you look it up like on the blue book value of what one gym ass is worth, it does not equal one Porsche 911. Does not even close.
Did either of you do the traditional limo, either like just you and the date or like a bunch of friends?
I don't think so. No,
I didn't either.
We did the limo for my best friend's wedding. It was
that doesn't count. That's not prom.
I'm just saying that's the only time I've been in one for an event like that. So it was that. Oh, come on. Like Samantha, getting ready as a bridesmaid is the exact same thing as getting ready for prom. Get dressed up, you get in a dress, you go to dinner, you dance.
I was going to say, yeah, it's a totally different event. It's a night where way too much money gets put on one outfit that you never wear ever again. And it's only special to one girl, and fucking God help you if she doesn't get her way. Just like,
yeah, my best friend was a bit of a
bridezilla. Yeah.
I'm terrified. Like, I'm gonna be I didn't think she was that bad, but I was also in the military and I wasn't like around for a big majority of it, but I heard stories from her mom and our other best friend. So I'm kind of scared that of me and my three best friends, now two, that I'm going to be the Donald Bridezilla. Trump. Yeah.
Thanks, Donald Trump. Samantha had to get rid of one.
That I'm going to be the really bad one. Like, I'm scared of that, because the one we thought was going to be really bad turned out to be like the calmest ever. And we were shocked. The other one didn't have much of a say over her wedding because she was overseas and her mom planned the whole thing. And then the other one was moderately Bridezilla-ish. She just didn't like to deal with the planning stuff, so she left it to others. Cool. I don't blame her for that at all. But I'm scared that I'm going to be the nutcase.
Well, I mean,
how hands-on are you planning on being?
What
do you have in mind that would make you?
No, I've never been married.
Well, let's get on Craigslist and let's take care of that. Let's get you out there. Come on.
You know, we could bypass the whole thing and just get you a mail order groom.
Hello, my name's Boris. I'm a mail order groom. I come here to this country.
Work for KGB. Oh, wait, no, cannot say that.
I rub feet. How was day?
KFC, what I meant to say. KFC.
You look pretty like bag of like wealthy garbage. I want to make passionate fuck with you at later time.
Okay, you're starting to make me hot, Jim. You gotta stop.
Sorry. Was that the line? That was the line. I knew it. As soon as I crossed,
really turned on now.
Probably the line we just crossed there. Boris is nice though. Boris would be a good man.
Well, what I was gonna say though is because I had assumed that Bree was going to be super calm. And we had a really low-key wedding. And she didn't turn Bridezilla until about 2 weeks out. And then she just lost her mind.
So many fatalities.
Next,
like three wedding that I know of.
Well, I mean.
But there were a number of people who RSVP'd who didn't show up. So.
See, that's.
It's what she did to the bodies, James. That's what just...
It's not that she killed
Look,
them.
I don't want to know. I'm blissfully ignorant, and that's how I want to stay.
Three ticks on your record. Not that big a deal, honestly. I mean, who doesn't have at least, you know, one or two?
She's got a lot of red in her ledger.
It's just, it's all red. It's dipped in red. It's just dunked it. Just with the blood of her enemies. There you go. Clean that off, fuckface. While she's sharpening a knife with a gun.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to have to do, maybe we can do this next week if we have time, is to plan Samantha's wedding.
I was just going to say, marry Sam. Marry Sam off.
We can do that. Listener.
To one Patreon subscriber. Paying $500,000 a month.
A month? All right.
A month.
Do you know how expensive a wedding is?
Yeah, right.
97% is just going straight to
help us marry Sam off for just $500,000 a month.
I am not standing behind that at all.
Thank you. I'm terrified now.
What?
$750 minimum.
I'm just trying to finance her perfect wedding.
Well, I mean, Samantha, some
should do a Kickstarter for my own wedding.
No, Sam, don't think that's like gross. It's gross. If you'd like to donate beer, we like Schlitz's. We like anything you could fit in one of them.
Samantha, I forbid you, though, from going on to Bridalplasty. That's where I draw the line.
Is that like two brides, one
oh, sheep?
Yeah. You told me about that
I
show.
Watched
yeah.
that. That's right.
What the fuck?
I forgot what about I miss? That. Okay, Jim, this is a reality TV show, and it's a competition show. So these women are doing like challenges and competing to have plastic surgery to look their best as a bride. So they win surgeries and then they get eliminated, and then their like dream wedding is paid for, I think, at the end. I think it lasted only like half a season. Like, how fucked
I wonder why.
I know. I watched this and I was
here,
like,
ladies,
oh my God.
Somewhere in this cake is a hypodermic needle. If you find it, you'll get surgery.
Botox.
All right, stick with me here. What if we took all the excitement and the adventure of Fear Factor and all the freaks of nature of the show Botched? Now, we mix it together. We throw in maybe, like, I don't know, like sponsorship that shit. They like bags or something you can put over the heads or whatever. The hideous mistakes that are going to be coming through there. But, you know, this sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but it was highly entertaining.
For half a season.
Did it last a whole season? Oh, IMDb, tell me.
I don't know, but you were when I first met Samantha, she was really into the show.
I feel like if there was two seasons of that and only one season of Firefly. Okay.
10 episodes.
So it lasted as long as Firefly.
No, longer. Firefly only had 9.
The bride, shit, it's not.
There we go. Oh my, what the fuck? Her bouquet is made of syringes.
Yeah.
And like, there's like the Stepford Wives behind her. Like, just pick your style.
Breaking Bride.
Dude, I'd watch that. I'd watch Breaking Bride. I am the one who knocks. Me.
Oh my God.
Not you. I'm the one.
I'm the one who Botox.
Gus Fring just blows himself up. He's like, fuck this noise. I'm not dealing with this bitch again.
You know, I honestly, the more I think about it, the more I would watch a show called Breaking Bride. It's a bride who's trying to pay for her perfect wedding, so she sells meth.
Poyos Hermanos, actually, that's not a bad idea at all.
No, it's really not.
Poyos Hermanos is basically a catering service, but it's like crooked, right? So you gotta like, you gotta get it or they'll fuck you over with the food or some shit.
All the food's slightly off. Like nothing's, yeah. It's like just expired. It's like shopping at an Aldi.
Dude, Breaking Bride, when she goes full Bridezilla, she just wipes out all her competitors.
Yeah. Would that be what the other women?
Husband one time.
The other women vying for her husband's attention?
Her maid of honor finds out what she's doing and she just like rips her face off with her brand new manicure.
Yeah, well, at least they wouldn't have to change her catchphrase. Bitch. Let's go, bitch. God. Be stupid, bitch.
It could only be on for like a season, but I would so watch that show. Because right after, like, the FBI episodes. Finally catches her, but she's like, before you take me to jail, can I at least say my vows?
And it ends on a cliffhanger, yeah, because, like, she's like, a married woman can't be sent to prison or some shit, and like some weird wackadoo.
No, she like, just jumps in loophole. She jumps in the car with the just married on it and just takes off to Mexico.
Her husband peels off a mask and it's actually a judge and he like overrules her, her judgment and they go on the run because it's like
the husband's actually tied up in the trunk.
Some of the garbage that I have seen pushed through, and that's really what it feels like. It's being like digested and just shit out onto the viewing audience just to sort of fill in the gaps. I'd watch a show called Breaking Bride. I would.
Trademark, not another podcast. Hollywood, if you want that idea, you got to come talk to Big Jim.
Look at that. This show hasn't even been like uploaded anywhere. And we've already gotten sponsorship from the Aztec vehicle community. They're donating hundreds of thousands of dollars just for someone else to put that piece of shit vehicle on film.
Man, I saw those everywhere after that show. I just never noticed them. But I was like, holy shit, why are you driving that, bro?
Yeah. It's like your car fucked a tent and they had a weird just all this tent fucking.
Stop it, car. Stop it. Get off that tent.
Bad car.
What are you doing?
Bad car.
Our love's not unnatural. Then like the car peels away and then
the tent just kind of deflates.
I feel different.
Curls in on itself. Cries.
And then 9 months, Gary Busey brings, you know, drops off a new car at your front door.
It's the Aztec.
It's tale as old as time, really.
Okay, well, I think we've had enough of this nonsense.
Really? Because I can vamp for at least another hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. We've had enough of this nonsense.
We've got the debate coming up, so we can switch gears pretty hard.
We're going to have plenty of nonsense. But
I thought we only watched like funny horror and like fun horror. I don't like that horror. That horror is too real.
Jim, you don't have to. You can go down and hunker down in your basement and watch Dance of the Dead.
Can only after you vote.
But first, stop by the supermarket and get some fruit.
Juicy fruit. I have plenty of fruit. Juicy fruit. Is that tattooed on the thighs somewhere?
Juicy on one.
It's right underneath the ass cheeks on like that high part of thighs. Juicy fruit.
And on either cheek, it's like it looks like one half of a wrapper. So that, I don't know, maybe that's thinking too far.
Hey, at least it isn't fruit stripe.
Yeah.
Watermelon and like honeydew.
So wait, what would fruit stripe pussy be? It'd be like it just like
you don't flavor. Want that.
Like the pussy loses its flavor after like 5 minutes.
I was just gonna say
but 5 minutes. You gotta keep eating it, you know, because you're like, well, I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess. Better than raisins. Yeah, I'm just gonna let that simmer. Just gonna let it simmer. This pussy better than raisins.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.